This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. With a global death toll from COVID-19 nearing 300,000 people, the World Health Organization is calling on governments to focus on mental health services. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
In Washington.
The COVID-19 virus is not only attacking our physical health, it is also increasing psychological suffering. Grief at the loss of loved ones, shock at the loss of jobs, isolation and restrictions on movement, difficult family dynamics, uncertainty and fear for the future.
In the United States, where the death toll is now over 84,000, U.S. President Donald Trump says it's time to start reopening the nation's schools, saying the country won't really be back in business until kids are back in the classroom. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The COVID-19 virus is not only attacking our physical health.
President Trump, in continuing his push for virus restrictions to be calling on governors to take steps to reopen schools, blasting his own infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who cautioned that moving too quickly could backfire.
To me, it's not an acceptable answer, especially when it comes to schools. The only thing that would be acceptable, as I said, is professors, teachers, etc., over a certain age. I think they ought to take it easy for another few weeks.
Trump acknowledges there is a risk in sending kids back to school, but suggests that risk is low.
These are young people. These are students, young students. They're in great shape.
In New York, three children have died and more than 80 have developed a mysterious inflammatory condition that affects blood vessels and organs, which could be linked to COVID-19. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe lifted a state of emergency in large parts of the country on Thursday, but said it would remain in place in Tokyo until the coronavirus is contained. Daily new coronavirus cases in Russia fell below 10,000 for the first time in nearly 2 weeks on Thursday, offering hope for the country with the world's second most infections. Leaders past and present insisted on Thursday that any eventual COVID-19 vaccines and treatments should be made available to everyone free of charge. South Africa's president was among more than 140 signatories of a letter saying any vaccine should not be patented while the science should be shared between nations. A U.S. government whistleblower who says he was forced out of his job for raising the alarm about the coronavirus pandemic is offering a sobering prediction of what the nation might face in coming months. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Unless officials develop a national coordinated response to avoid a second virus wave, he fears the pandemic will get far worse and America will face the darkest winter in modern history. Bright says he was pushed out of leading a government research agency after warning the Trump administration to prepare for the pandemic. He'll tell a House panel today the window of opportunity is closing and officials must act. His warning comes after Dr. Anthony Fauci said this week the nation could death and suffering if restrictions are lifted too soon. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. authorities are warning that Chinese hackers are attempting to steal coronavirus data and treatments and vaccines, adding fuel to Washington's war with Beijing over the pandemic. The FBI and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency say organizations researching COVID-19 were at risk of targeting and network compromise by China. Bangladesh is preparing a huge field hospital in 3 weeks to treat coronavirus patients in an attempt to fight the intensifying outbreak in the country. Meanwhile, New Zealanders mingled with friends and hit the shopping malls for the first time in 7 weeks as a national lockdown ended and businesses faced a new normal, minimizing the constant threat of coronavirus. The Taliban says it carried out a deadly attack Thursday on an Afghan army base after the government ordered forces to resume strikes against the militants. Afghan officials say a truck bomb targeted an army base in the eastern city of Gardar, killing 5 civilians and wounding 19, including 5 army personnel. For more, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.